Tiffany Ho dengan cepat naik dalam peringkat dunia bulu tangkis. Pemain berusia 19 tahun ini bersiap untuk mewakili Australia pada pertandingan Commonwealth di Gold Coast. Ia berharap ini menjadi awal dari karir internasional seniornya. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Adrian Asyuli. Sejak kecil, Tiffany Ho telah bermimpi menjadi bintang bulu tangkis.
At a very young age, I thought I could be number one in the world, but I realized that that might be a little harder than I thought. So the next one would be Olympics, and even then I would still try my hardest to get there and play my best.
Orang tua Tiffany lahir di Hong Kong dan ia menghargai budaya mereka karena telah membantunya menjadi dewasa baik di dalam maupun di luar lapangan.
There's a lot of respect for elders as well, so just learn to just be really nice to elders and just listen to parents, study hard and work hard as well. And I think that also comes through in my badminton. For me, being shorter than a lot of the players, it's really hard for me. So I'm smaller, a bit slower on court, so I don't have the coverage. So just working hard every day is sort of what I've grown up in as well.
Mempelajari bahasa Kanton saat kanak-kanak merupakan aset berharga saat ia beralih ke tur senior.
I learned Cantonese. Also, I went to Cantonese school, so get to talk to other players as well, communicate, make friends, like a lot of friends overseas as well. So it's really good.
Pelatihnya Brian Kuncoro percaya Tiffany ditakdirkan untuk karir yang besar.
I think she can be in the top, 20, in the world, and obviously it's a lot of hard work there. And for sure, we are really looking at Olympic, so she can actually represent Australia in the Olympic, and that's probably would be one of the achievement, great achievement for her as well.
Pemain 19 tahun ini merupakan pemain wanita peringkat tertinggi kedua di Australia dan akan dipilih untuk pertandingan Commonwealth tahun depan. Selanjutnya, ia berharap dapat mengembalikan kepercayaan keluarganya dengan bermain di Olimpiade tahun 2020 di Tokyo.
Make proud, probably my dad. It's just being one of my supporters and my family, so just hope to make them proud and maybe just inspire the younger kids as well. That one day, even though they might not be at the best at the moment, they could work hard for it and they could get to that point as well.